Chairman Brad Holton, we've been in executive session. There were no decisions reached. There's no business being brought forward for decision because of the executive session. So with that, let's get back to the budget workshop number two on the sheriff's office. So with that, I'll hand it over to staff.
Thank you, Chairman, Commissioners. We have just a brief PowerPoint. We reflected back on our first budget workshop with the board. We felt like we threw quite a lot at you and maybe got a little bit too far into the weeds. And so for our second budget workshop, what we'd like to do is really just go very high level over our main 410, 510 budgets and really just walk the board through the variances that exist between current fiscal year and what we're proposing for FY27, and then give the members of the board an opportunity to ask any questions. But we figured big picture might be more appropriate at this second workshop, and so we'll proceed with that if that's acceptable.
That sounds good.
Okay. Thank you. So we plan to just review and update what we've done. We've had a few changes from our first budget workshop. We'll provide clarity to our previous budget requests. We've had a fairly major change to our staffing proposal based on the timing of the potential female detention facility. So we've made an adjustment that's a positive budget adjustment there. And then we'll just look at the overall budget. So real quickly, we'll start right in with 410, and you can see on the left-hand side, or you can see our A budget and B budget for 26, for 27, and then the changes that are present there. So on the A budget side, we are $382,000 higher than last year, and that's generally, you can see below that that's a combination of the steps, compensation, and benefits. So that's the reason for the variance in our A budget from last year, under 410. On our B budget, we actually were able to come in $315,000 lower than last year. And a couple of reasons for that. We obviously had a fairly large line item last year to account for furnishing the new sheriff's office. So that no longer exists. But one of the things I wanted to highlight is that even with the proposed projects that we presented during our first budget workshop under line item 55, even with the inclusion of four projects, we were still $77,000 less than last year. So as we stated in our first budget workshop, we really have tried to present as lean a budget as possible. So are there any questions on 410 from last year to this year?
Mr. Chairman, I don't know if it's 410 or what, but does that include the $118,000 for the five or six items that were included in the ask? Are those under 410 or are those somewhere else?
I'll give you, I've got it right here. The answer is partially yes.
Okay.
So what we have under there are projects 2, 3, 4, and 7. So let me get a calculator here super quick and I'll give you the exact.
It's all right. I have it. I mean, I just didn't know if they were all in there or all somewhere else.
Yeah, part of them are there. So we've got 13.5 plus
21, so about 42,000.
So approximately $42,000 of the 118 is represented on line 55. So not quite half, maybe a third, a little more than a third.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. And this, you know, this is a challenging budget year because of these wonderful capital projects. And so we want to be clear about that. We almost need to kind of pull those pieces out. And so Obviously, we're not coming before the board to say, hey, we're $6.4 million under last year's budget request, because that doesn't make a lot of sense. So we obviously that money was applied as the final payments towards the sheriff's office building. So that clearly doesn't exist. But if we go over to the 510 budget and the add-on for the female detention facility, you have a fairly large number in 510. And so, Commissioner Brooks, to sort of answer your other question, in this, you can see we have the largest project is our report writing software, and that's reflected in that $239,000.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay.
And I'm sorry, excuse me.
Yeah, jump in.
For the controller's office, this is one. This is a reduction that we made a decision on yesterday in the overall capital ask for next year. So there was $10,000 put into office buildings for completion of the gym and mat room. As we built, we phase those out, you know, things you identify you need to make the space usable. So that has been reduced from $10,000 to $6,000 on that line item, reducing the overall asking capital from $241 to $239. And then bringing the overall ask down there.
And then this is just our 410 overall FY26 compared to FY27. And you can see, Martin, do you want to walk them through the variance just real quick to highlight what's important there?
Yes. What we felt we lacked last time was just What did we affect? I mean, looking at the other budget presentations, there was very specific parameters of here's the places that you will make the changes to your budget for the next year. So I wanted to include them this time so you could see how the value of the dollar applied. So when the steps are applied and you landed a number and you're like, that doesn't add up to quite what the steps cost, you can see where the reductions were made in our budget, where we did take a pencil to our budget to reduce where we could. So like the reduction in specialty pay, the new and reclass that was in last year makes up a big portion of why the overall salary budget is for what is asked for is less. So I thought it was important that you could see the changes that were made, and even through the expense line items moving down, again, highlighting, you know, 55 expenses dropping by about that $77,000 mark, and keeping all of those projects in. It shows we really took a careful look at what we were expensing and made priority expenses in.
Any questions on just our overall 410?
Thank you.
Okay. So jumping into 510 security services, you'll see again our FY26 A budget, our FY27 A budget, and that $358,000 change is compensation and benefits. That's the variance. And then on the B budget side, this is where the capital project, well, this isn't capital projects, I'm sorry. So on the B budget side, one of the things we wanted to highlight, yes, we're $518,000 higher, but as the next slide will show, 65% of that number is due to unavoidable cost increases over which we have no control. So this year, inmate medical through VitalCorps went up 6.8%. So that's an additional $167,857 in that contract. Inmate food went up by $109,000. And then inmate prescription, we had to add based on the VitalCorps contract. So between those three unavoidable necessary costs, that represents $336,000 of that 500 and whatever it was, $518,000 number. So we just wanted to explain to the board what that variance was. Additionally, the rest of the variance is in working with the controller's office, we found that there were a few line items that had traditionally existed under 410 that were more appropriate under 510. And so to try to create a more accurate budget, we moved some uniform allowance, some education and training, some ammunition, and some communications equipment to 510, where it should have been in the first place. So that's more just moving some money from 410 to 510. Combined, that represents the variance. Questions? We're good? Okay. So back to capital. Obviously, this is the female detention facility. One of the things that's candidly been a little bit frustrating to us is until we're aware of what's going to be provided in terms of the utilities, the sewer and the water, that number is pretty large. If we come to terms, then obviously we can reduce that capital cost to reflect not having to pay for those services at the Highway 44 property.
And it's important to note for the record, of the $13 million that's being budgeted for this year for this project, $7,028,604 are carried forward from FY26 and unspent previously budgeted money. So it's not $13 million new. It's an additional $5.5 million new appropriations to complete or the estimate of the project, or at least anticipated what could be anticipated costs.
Well, if it's anything like ARPA, we'll get to explain this over and over and over and over and over again.
Yeah.
I just felt it was important to note that it was a significant portion of it is carried forward from previously budgeted money, approved budget.
And similarly, this is just our overall 510. And you can see, again, we've tried our best. We've reduced overtime. We've reduced specialty pay. We've reduced part-time positions. Just in an effort where we can find some money to trim, we've gone through and done that.
The specialty pay portion there, the $13,200 reduction to specialty pay for FY27, accounts for our reclassification request. Those 11 positions currently receive a premium pay as part of their role. If the reclassification is approved for those 11 positions, that specialty pay drops off. So we felt it appropriate to remove it from our budget if the reclassification is approved.
And that's the ad tech being reclassified as jail techs that we talked about in our first budget workshop. So this one is due to the timing of the female detention center. So in our first budget workshop, we had requested 3 corporal positions and 2 jail tech positions at a cost of $608,000 for fiscal year 27. What we've done is, in working again with the controller, just internally, we said, well, we're going to be mostly through the fiscal year, even if things go quickly and go well before this facility is completed and able to be occupied. And so what we did is we said for that first little bit, again, we have a corporal position that we can contribute towards that. So we thought we would reduce the ask to 1 corporal position, 2 jail techs, and only 30% funding to essentially reflect having that funding available the very last quarter of the fiscal year. If I had to guess, we're probably into FY28 before this really becomes a relevant discussion. And so once that facility is up and running, we will need all of the positions in our previous request. But for this fiscal year, we were able to reduce that considerably just due to the circumstances that we're in.
Yeah.
So we've made that change.
Okay.
Good.
I wish it wasn't a good idea, but it is.
Yeah. Now for some good news to kind of close this out. This is our projected revenues. So we had projected between 410 and 510 about $7.7 million in revenue. Our actual revenue as we sit here today is $8.3 million. So we're $572,000 over our projected revenues with cash in the bank. We do have, we are pending reimbursement for another $510,000. So that actual number when we get paid of revenues in excess of budget as we sit here today, assuming we'll be paid. And this $510,000 is only for inmate housing. It's not for the other costs. And so that's $1,082,000 that we're over as we sit here today. Our best guess is, based on the current trends and what we're seeing, we could be in the neighborhood of $1.8 to $2 million over our projected revenues for the year. So.
Does it make sense to, why does it make sense to not put those on the books if it's, even if you took the $2 million and you said you write off 25%, you put it into the $1.75 million? Because if we don't put it in the budget, you can't spend it.
Yes. Well, Chairman, very good question. Our IDOC inmate rates have been so much higher than we anticipated when we created our FY26 budget. So we weren't trying to undercut revenue. Right. And you'll see in our revenue projections for next year, we've tried to be more accurate, but we've been averaging 100 inmates a day, sometimes up to 140 inmates. And so the housing reimbursement, which represents the bulk of this revenue in addition to fees and other things, we just didn't see this coming when we were preparing the FY26 budget.
Right.
Chairman.
Clerk? Kyle?
I would just also add on to that. I mean, it's gotten better at times with just a little bit the fickle nature of when our reimbursements come in, timing of that. Like, if we have a few months that are held up at the end of the year, we won't see that in time, potentially, but.
Chairman.
Yes.
I want to say, too, that even though there's been an increase in revenue because of a legislative action, that the subsidy that's being paid does not cover the cost of the inmate housing. So that needs to be really clear on the record.
Yes.
That it was increased, but that amount still, Canyon County taxpayers are still subsidizing the cost of IDOC inmates in Canyon County. So.
That's correct, Commissioner. Anything you have on this?
Chairman Holden and Commissioners, when we sat down to do our revenue projections for FY27, in working again with the Controller's Office, we took a hard look at our five-year trends and really tried to set our revenues based on our actuals over the last 5 years. So that's the increase you see now moving forward into this next slide. Is really projecting your revenues to be what they are and leaving a little bit of variance so you don't over-project or under-project, but to really land at what you're making to capitalize on your points or to give you the ability to offset taxpayer or tax roll being appropriated because of the revenue projections being more accurate. So this year we took a harder look at that, really sat down and figured out what the real number looks like. And that is reflected in the increases you're seeing in this next slide.
So our projected revenue for next year went up by $911,000 to try to account for what we've been seeing in these trends.
So let me grasp my little pea brain to this. You just previously said you projected that it could be as grand and glorious as $2 million, but you're going to only choose to write in 911. Am I misunderstanding the conversation?
Sir, if I could explain it a little deeper on this.
Sure.
Last year for FY26 for inmate housing, we'll just stick with that one, we projected $850,000. I think that'd been standard year over year, 850. If we hit it, great. If we're over, bonus. It's not truly accurate to say 850 and you're doing 1.6 and on a continuous basis. So pulling the math over the last 5 years, we set that this year at 1.6 million anticipated revenue. So if we, that based on what the sheriff said last time, which there's no foreseeable fix to the housing issue for inmates in the state, our current trend is around $255,000 a month in billing. So if you map that current trend and you look at it, 1.6 is easily obtainable. Landing around 2 million is great, but I would hate to put 2 million, anticipate a spend on 2 million, and then come in short. So we set our numbers to be conservative, but more true and accurate to what we believe those numbers will be. In the weeds on these things, something's decreased this year. We took it like driver's license fees. While the STAR card was going on and that was a mandatory thing, people were getting it done, fees were through the roof.
Right.
But we set our anticipated revenues for this year based on the trend of that. That urgency has dwindled, and therefore the fees dwindle. So now we set projections at one rate and we're under-projected or we're underperforming. It causes a consternation back, did we over-project? So that they're a best-case scenario based on math, and again, I ran most of these through the controller's office to make sure I wasn't off when we set the revenues, but we did try to make sure that we're landing really close to where we're going to be.
Did that answer your question, Chairman?
I'm a capitalist. I play the game a little bit different in private life, so I guess I'm trying to move that thinking into this. It just galls me that we're leaving money on the table, and I understand, Kyle, about that the money doesn't flow through on cash flow, but we don't make that same assumption to all of the other revenue categories. This just happens to be a big one. It happens to be the state, and they're aloof, and they'll pay when they darn well feel like it, or they don't pay when they don't feel like it. And so I have to deal with the reality of where my controller's at and where your budget's at. So it's just frustrating.
Understood.
I think it's fascinating on the anomaly on the DOC prisoners that are in Canyon County Jail. It has been, this is the third time, so today, last night or yesterday at some time, they came and they picked up, what did I say, 21 today or 19? Some number like that.
Yeah, it was a large number. It was over 20.
Yeah, and it was magical that we were going to be meeting with the sheriff today, right? And this has happened three times in a row that they happen. They've come and got prisoners at other times. I'm not saying this is the only time that they come and they take a bunch of them, but the timing is beyond consequence or a coincidence. There we go. Yeah, that's fascinating. So.
And for note, for the controller's office, we did increase revenue projections based on actuals for inmate prescription reimbursements. This is actual money that we get back for that stuff. And we had set it at $15,000, and we moved that to $30,000, so added $15,000 in revenue to that line item and projected revenue. I think year-to-date right now, we set for 10 last year, and we're at close to 26 at this point.
Already. Right.
Yeah, and that's due to new billing as well. That is going on, and it's slow going, but they are paying that bill. So they're willing to pay the prescription cost because it's a lesser cost, but those bills have been, or those claims have been being paid by them. And so that's, we continue to see those uptick, and they've agreed to continue paying those costs.
Yeah. Okay.
And this is something we've gone over, but we just wanted to, again, high level, this is the cost of the steps for FY26 and the cost of the steps for FY27. So there is an $82,000 variance there. And then we had made a request previously for a small adjustment to the scale, and that shows the cost of that, which would be an additional $375,000. So a slight uptick in the cost of the steps from last year to this year. Okay. And then this is really, it's the green line that we just thought from an overall perspective, this is good information for the board to have. So on the green line for 410 and 510, our total A and B for FY 26 is $38,159,000. And then for FY 27 is $39,111,000. So you can see that our overall budget went up by 2%, $945,000. What makes up that $945,000? That's those numbers that we've been going over. That's the unavoidable necessary costs associated with the inmate medical, with food, with the prescriptions, in addition to the variance in our steps. Any other numbers I'm missing in there? So we tried to come in as close, but at the end of the day, bottom line is it's a 2%. The budget is 2% higher.
Okay.
And then these are just the other budgets, which I don't see a need. We can just quickly go through them, but these, there's no real changes in these budgets from our first presentation.
I started with emergency management because there was a position ask in the emergency management budget, which again falls under the Board of County Commissioners. The position ask still stands. Nothing has changed within that budget. Should the position be approved, the numbers are already there. Should it be removed, I guess direction can be given at that time to reduce that budget by that amount. But that still exists, and we haven't been given direction one way or another. Dispatch has not changed from the original presentation. The numbers still hold where they're at. E911 has not changed since the original presentation. There's been no new project add or project request that requires operating capital from the 911 fund to be put into the budget for this next year. So it's going to hold exactly where we set it. Waterways and boater safety, the same. Nothing has changed from last budget request to now. And then CCNU holds true the same. Their capital project still sits in because they're confident they're going to get the grant, which will be a direct reimbursement replacement of that money expended for that. They won't, again, to highlight, the purchase won't occur absent the grant.
Okay.
So, and that's what we have for you.
Okay. Questions? Comments?
Thanks for the info.
Yes.
You guys are doing a very good job bringing it.
Really appreciate the clear and concise presentation. So that's so helpful.
A great benefit to have Lieutenant Flores sitting as our financial person for Sheriff's Office. Thank you.
Yep. It's a good move for all of Canyon County.
Yeah. Well, and we'll provide a copy of the
presentation to
you.
Yes, thank you.
Yep. Okay. All right.
Chairman, I move that we adjourn.
You're good?
I'll second.
All right. Motion's been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries. Let's consider ourselves adjourned. Thank you.